Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Houston police have taken over the investigation into yesterday's double shooting aboard a Metro bus. News 88.7's Tom Perumian says they're still looking for the two suspects.
It's believed the two suspects were arguing before they got on the bus. After boarding, guns were drawn and both missed what they were shooting at, hitting a 25-year-old woman in the head and wounding a juvenile. Surveillance video shows the two men fleeing the bus after the melee. Despite the severity of Wednesday's shooting, major crimes committed on Metro have been falling from 607 in 2022 to just 278 in 2024. Figures for last year have yet to be released. With 73 million rides last year, the crime rate is one major crime for every 193,000 rides. Houston police are asking for the public's help in identifying those shooting suspects. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Five HISD trustees elected in November have been sworn into office. Those elected trustees are sidelined because of the current state takeover. They've been replaced by a state-appointed board. Kylie Mavris with the group Community Voices for Public Education says she believes the elected board can still make an impact.
I would like to see them be engaged with the students more and be able to voice those concerns that students have and bring it to the media, bring it to the board.
The elected board won't regain voting power until the state ends its takeover next year. The Texas Municipal Police Association is endorsing Governor Abbott in his bid for re-election. Speaking today in Houston, Abbott named his future priorities.
I want to ensure that we weld shut the revolving door of easy bail for dangerous criminals.
Abbott also highlighted his ramped up enforcement of immigration laws. Cloudy and breezy this evening. We could see some patchy fog later on tonight. Overnight low should be around 70. Chance of rain heads up to 60% for Friday. It'll be cloudy. High near 81. 70% chance of rain tomorrow night. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.